6. What if I refuse to consent to a reevaluation? If you refuse to consent to your child's reevaluation, the local education agency may, but is not required to, pursue your child's reevaluation by using the mediation, due process complaint, resolution meeting, and impartial due process hearing procedures to seek to override your refusal to consent to your child's reevaluation. As with the initial evaluations, your local education agency does not violate its obligations under Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act if it declines to pursue the reevaluation in this manner. Your local education agency may not use your refusal to consent to one service or activity to deny you or your child any other service, benefit, or activity. If you have enrolled your child in a private school at your own expense, or if you are homeschooling your child, and you do not provide your consent for your child's initial evaluation or your child's re-evaluation, or you fail to respond to a request to provide your consent, the local education agency may not use its consent override procedures, for example, mediation, due process complaint, resolution meeting, or an impartial due process hearing, and is not required to consider your child as eligible to receive equitable services, services made available to parentally placed private school children with disabilities.